The Hideous Creature Show.
I know she won't mind me watching her. 300 feet is what the judge said. It ain't a crime to have binoculars. Peep through the window and watch her in bed. As long as I can masturbate in my car, I can wait. I'll break in through her back door, put on a mask to set the mood. Then she'll know that I'm the man for her. She'll never grow back to that other dude. No, they can't call it rape if she concedes her body to me.
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the city of roses, inside 2202, the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is September, Rocktober 3rd, 2009, and this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
Yay for Patrick!
Patrick's back! We haven't done the original lineup in a long time.
It feels like it's been forever.
It feels like the last couple of weeks have been kind of drunk, too.
I'm celebrating Rock Sober Ween.
Oh, really? Are you... Oh. Jesus Christ. I just gave him a beer, and then he pulls that, and I'm like,
and
wait a minute, really?
No.
Off the sauce, are you?
I'm on the wagon.
Off it, baby.
Dude, I'm going to the Oregon
I think
train.
When Patrick's gone, we just get too out of control.
I agree.
It doesn't sound bad. Don't fucking change it if
it
ain't broken.
What's fucked up is I think that, no offense, Jenny, but both you and I are not as smart as Patrick.
That's false.
I'll agree
that's
with
false.
That.
Although last week there was too much corpus callosum female, like June was overpowered. That's what actually happened.
No, that's exactly
well, June
what I said.
The second show, the drunk show that we did, he said that he would try. Well,
I didn't hear the second show.
It's coming.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That June, he would like open his mouth and Karen and I would just be like, rah, 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 rah.
That's what the last like 15 minutes were like. Yeah. I was just like, he needs me in. I need going.
Yeah. It was too much vagina.
Yeah, I like the sausage fest.
Yeah. I'm okay with being the only lady.
I need more cock in the room to power
my brain. Another lady comes in, then I get defensive.
Yeah, you need to be overpowered by tube steak.
Exactly. That's how I like it.
Yeah, grade A beef, baby.
So, you know what? We always go over what we're going to talk about. We got Movie Madness. We might have a horoscope retrospective, and we got the news. And Jenny's got the news. And
we might
funny. You can kiss that goodbye right now. Get drunk so you know you can laugh at how stupid we are. And I have a news myself, a news piece that I heard when I woke up this morning.
I love it.
And I went Futurama. So it's kind of it's not at all Futurama news, but it's kind of Futurama-y.
We might be vague, we might be specific.
Oh, and when you hear it, you're gonna it's so good. But that'll be in the second half of the show after we do a fake break.
Teaser.
Total teaser.
Patrick, where the fuck have you been? What's going on?
I've been living the dream. I've been living
the movie lifestyle, right?
I've been living the dream of standing on the corners of places in Portland telling people they can't walk places because a car is going to speed by.
You're a pimp.
Like, no.
You're slanging
Gina. You can't walk here.
I'm clean. I'm clean, Kappa. No, I've been production assisting on commercials, and I've also been doing sound, but usually sound gigs don't get paid, but those are much more fun for, like, small films or...
How come sound is more fun?
Because you don't have to do the shit work. Like you're actually working instead of having go, hey, we need this now. Go get it. We need food for 50 people in an hour. Go get it. You know, I'm just standing there, you know, just listening to people talk. Just working on short films, man. Not doing that much. I didn't tell June. I told you, Jenny, but I didn't tell June.
Ooh,
the girl that I lost my virginity to was a caller on on Car Talk, and that made me feel really fucking old.
Did you get half cocked?
Huh?
Did you get, you know?
Did you get a midi?
You get a
Did I get chubby?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
get a
chubby.
Not even a 3 o'clock?
No, I was really concerned about her transmission, actually. That's what was going on. No, I was like, that's
so
her.
So what did Click and Clack say?
I wasn't listening because I was arguing with my current girlfriend about how she
was
thought,
arguing with Liz.
She did not think that was really the girl that I lost my virginity
to. Liz is like, what's her car problem? Well, what is she talking about?
I don't know. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's her transmission. I can't hear because you won't stop telling me it's not her.
You're like, well, I fixed her transmission.
Oh, you fixed
I fixed
all
that
right.
shit up. Now it's all
I fucked
up.
I put my dipstick in her transmission.
I don't think so, because she once told me that my cock didn't bend each one way. And I went, well, what guy have you had sex with where his cock bends?
You know what that's called?
And she told me, Chris Reel. His cock bends.
I know. You'd think that you
and
don't
And I was like, well, I'm not Chris
bend.
Reel, man. I don't smell like him.
Why would you want to bend? I think
maybe her G-spot was slightly off kilter and rubbed it down.
Because I was going to say,
she didn't say it as like a judging thing. She wasn't like, your cock doesn't bend. She was just like, your penis doesn't bend. I'm like,
what I'm thinking is like a dick that's not
you're like,
hard
that's
cause
it's
is going to bend.
Yeah. Oh. Like
his like had that curvature. Have you ever experienced the curvature?
I guess I don't
have a curvature.
I have, and I will say I wasn't a fan.
Okay. I also had no pubic hair when I lost my virginity to her or the entire relationship, even though I was 17.
Chemo or just
puberty, man.
Ball chemo.
I was late bloomer. I was a Judy.
Your mom
Bloom
had
special.
You on tofu.
Do you guys ever remember like
you get that
in
good
your
stuff.
No like
protein.
Looking down and being like I have one pube, because I don't.
Well,
I just remember, like, that I had pubes.
That was the day before I lost my virginity, because I was like, oh, my God, I have three.
I don't remember ever thinking that, like, being like, dude, I have five now. Yes. Like, I don't remember.
I was really late, so, like, I was like, oh, shit.
You were, like, counting the pubes. Like, you were literally
like,
counting
one?
The pubes.
He was harvesting.
6 months later.
You're brushing it, conditioning it.
I had a little Q-tip.
This one's curly.
With salve on it that I was just trying to, like, you know how people have comb overs and they try to make it look like they have more hair?
You're
I was
combing sticking, it over your shaft.
I was just putting, like, some wax on it and trying to, like,
you have your pomade.
I was trying to make it curve like around like in an S pattern, so it took up more area than it actually did.
I remember the first day that I found a pube, and that was the day that I decided that mom can't come in the bathroom when I'm showering. And it was because I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
you're
that
like,
she's
oh,
gonna celebrate or anything, but
no. But she'll be like, "Oh my god, I haven't looked at you in a while. You have pubic hair," and you're like, "Mom, shut up."
Like, not cool, mom.
No, she's
not
like,
cool.
Oh, "The boy's in the game now."
Is that hear mom
that's
talk?
That's kind of creepy.
The boy's in the game.
So it's kind of like in Judy Blume's "Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret." When she turned 12, she needed to wear deodorant.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 12 now, mom. Okay, I understand.
Got to buy that.
I
deodorant.
Have pubes. Can't see me naked anymore, mom.
Yeah, he's in the game now.
Oh my god.
The boys in the game.
I gotta buy the boys some rubbers.
Oh my god! And we didn't even have a bar mitzvah.
He's not Jewish.
Just extra time in the bathroom, mom. Thank you.
June talked when he got his first pube. He was like, "I'm June." Now I have a pube.
Yeah. When you got a pube, you turned into a pre-adolescent like Batman.
It's like Commissioner Gordon. I've got a pube now.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom, mom. I gotta take a poo poo.
Oh my god. What the fuck is this?
June, who's in there with you?
It sounds like there's an adult male in there.
June, I'm calling the cops.
I'm taking a dump.
Just in here with Batman.
Yeah.
Taking a shit.
Why is Christian Bale taking a shower with you?
I think the first time that I ever get like kind of I get kind of an airing or a whiff of like my kid having pubic hair. That's when they start having to buy their own toilet paper. Done. I'm gonna have weird
thing.
Arbitrary rules. Like,
you're like,
all
nope,
kinds
that's
of
it.
Shit.
You're
I've
cut off now.
I've
you're a man.
I've scared my children. You're gonna get pubic hair one day. No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
You
it's
are.
Going to happen. You're actually. You have like the hair things of your mother's family. You're gonna have a beard by the time you're like 14. No, I'm not. I don't want a beard. Well, you're gonna get one. I mean, get used to it. You're gonna be moving out of the house one day. No, I'm not. I'm living with you forever.
Are totally gonna be the kids that have like a mustache at 14, and they're gonna be stoked about
Liz's
it.
Liz's brother Dan had a full beard at 14 years old. He could buy beer for his classmates.
I had a friend
they
like
have,
that.
Like,
thank
they have
God.
That hair.
I have a friend of mine that had a whole beard like at 16, full on. I can't even grow a beard like that now.
Yeah.
Takes me fucking 6 months.
What are you doing, Mingus?
Mingus is eating your leftover tempura.
It's pronounced tempura.
Sorry, Alec Trebek.
That's right.
Wow, there was just silence.
So you've been doing movies?
I've just been working on I've been working on commercials and then doing short films and independent films and shit like that. And
Patrick's moving up in the world.
No, I don't really. I don't think I'm moving. I think I'm moving to the side.
You're kind of going lateral.
Just a different direction.
If I actually rate the amount of money I make per hours, I think I'm making less, but I just get it in one. I'd rather go. Okay, I got to go to work 8 hours a day. All right, no, I'm gonna work fucking 12 to 17 hours for 4 days and then not work for another
right.
week. You know, I'd rather do that. But then also I'm sitting there going, oh, I have no real gigs lined up, so yeah. I'm not going to make money. So I have to take
it. It's definitely got to be more exciting than a fucking regular old 9-to-5, though.
It is. It's just, yeah, it's not bad at all. It's good work. I'm trying to go through a self-evaluation process going, why am I here? What do I want in my life? You know, I don't know what I want.
Lottery.
I'm 33. No, I don't want that. If I won the lottery, everyone I know would be taken care of, but I want to work for it. I want the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win that fucking lottery. But what I was
thinking, I want June to win the lottery, too, because I know
June
that he'd help me.
I think that it's a cool thing that you're doing the movie stuff, because you're the only person I know that does it. So I kind of.
I wish that I could actually get off my ass and actually write a movie and then say, okay, well, I can get some money together and just put it together like a small film and do that. That would be more exciting. But
you were writing when we were working together.
Yeah, and then
you had some ideas and stuff.
Yeah, your ideas are better than mine.
Well, I don't even remember.
Patrick, don't
I
put
have
yourself
no,
down like
I
that.
Have,
we got to stop talking about me.
No,
now.
I
this
just
is
don't have
radio.
That creative bounce. It's like someone to bounce it off to at work. Like I'm sitting, I
the
didn't
hell
anything,
you say, sir.
Which reminds me, so I listen to the iPhone all day, the podcasts,
uh-huh.
And you know, I got the I listen to the you know all kinds of different shit, and I'm going, huh? Well, other people do podcasts. Let's kind of jingle in. Let's go find get some other people's kind of perspective of what they're doing. And I'm tooling around, and I found a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Oh.
Is it just dudes sitting in a dungeon
talking
about ogres?
They, I don't grappling. Think that. I think that
one 20-sided dice.
I think one of them is Skyped. He's coming in from another part of the country. I think he's Texas. And
I love it.
They play the game.
Oh, and so it's like a live
it's
game.
A live
it's not like
game
them
that
discussing
they,
oh my God,
it.
This got so much better.
Okay, now. This is the thing.
And they're like, huh, now you run into a bunch of orcs. Roll the dice.
I'm going to charge him. Okay, you get a +2 to your strength modifier, but a -2 to your dexterity bonus.
Basically.
Good
it's kind of it's similar to that.
But they all sound
they got the books shit, and they do it, and I'm like, oh my God. You know, because when I was a kid, I played that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And
I tried to with my guy friends, but they never really took me seriously, and I really seriously wanted to play. Like, I had this one friend named Gabe, and we're seriously all sitting around. I wanted to be taken seriously, and he's like, now my character totally grabs your character's boobs. And I was like, really, guy? Like, I can't just be here.
Now my character cut your cock off.
You're like, Nathaniel,
no, I did
my
that.
Character's
I was
a
like,
dude.
I was like, well, my character fucking punched you in the face or something, and my friends rolled the dice, and they're like, she really did. whatever happened, he, I don't really know how the game works. I don't want to pretend
that's pretty close.
How it works.
Yeah.
But I was like, really have to just be sexually harassed in Dungeons and Dragons Land 2?
My D&D playing happened mostly in the 20s, and it was like, hey, guys, what are you doing today? We're playing D&D. Want to play? I don't know. What else are you going to do? Drink beer, smoke weed, and listen to music? All right, fine. I'm in.
Today's Tom Sawyer. He gets high on you.
No, it was beat happening, and it was really awesome. John Lang actually would just play, he wouldn't he'd just throw a bunch of shit in there and put it on random, and it always would be cool. He'd be like, all right. All right, you're having to deal with a fucking winter troll or ice troll. And they're like, all right, I'll take you can't fucking, he kills you. You're dead.
Fuck,
dude. Fuck, what do I
here,
do now?
Pack this bowl.
Now you got a shotgun of beer.
You want to make a new character in 10 minutes, you can come back in.
Yeah, here, go. We need a funnel and we need a sieve. Get to it, baby.
Get an ace bandage.
You're like, should I even do it? Roll 4. Fuck.
You're
I'm
dead.
I'm going to be able to find it.
Right.
But these guys.
You're searching the woods for the next 30 rounds.
So their podcast is almost 2 hours sometimes, and they just started a campaign that I started listening to.
Oh, you're hooked now.
I'm about 7 hours into this motherfucker.
You are hooked. You're like, this is my this is like, you're lost. You don't watch Lost. You don't watch The Wire. No. You're listening to this.
He does actually watch The Wire.
Yeah, I got it right.
I know, but obviously that's 7 hours that you haven't gotten into
I'm
The Wire.
I'm at work and there's nothing to do. I'm sick of the radio. And so these guys are playing and one of them plays in character.
Fuck yeah. What character is he?
He's a half orc.
Can you remember any of their names?
I don't know.
I think he's lying.
No, I'm not actually here.
I believe June.
I don't want to play any on here.
No, but that's, I mean, you get sued for D&D infringement.
Gary Gygax comes back.
There's some kind of orc law that we're acting under.
Gerald is a dude in Portland and he's making fun of our game. We need to, need an incantation to res Gary Gygax.
First, you must do a scrying spell to see where he is at this precise moment.
But it's just, I mean, what the fuck do I do in my life? What, I come home and fuck around with audio shit, or I watch movies, or I go to the pub, or, I mean, these people are doing the same kind of bullshit. It's just
different shit.
It's just different shit. It's just different. I mean, we get drunk in Babylon. We could get drunk and fucking start a campaign.
Oh, I don't know if I could do it anymore. It's called Critical Hit. We're on number 14.
Now you are involved. We are on number 14.
Me and Gerald.
So do you feel like the storyline of this campaign has really got you enthralled?
It's
Is it more like just they are funny to listen to, or I think is it actually exciting?
You know, in a weird way.
The former, not the latter.
Well, now that it's, you know, the cat's out of the bag, it's like kind of, you know, me getting to play D&D.
Vicariously.
Yeah.
While you're at work doing something else.
And I mean, it's the most ridiculous. I mean, Jesus, look at our podcast. Right. Talk about redundant and ridiculous.
I also have to silly state as hell that in the last two shows that I've listened to, and I missed two of them, but I heard twice in two things within 5 minutes apart because one was at the end of one show and one was at the beginning. Lights, well, fucking sky, no one's listening anyway.
Another maybe on a tower and then like that.
Yeah.
So we should maybe.
Can we look around the room? Are there any maps or anything in the room that might show?
There are some maps. They're all kind of very specific places, and they're not very clearly labeled, probably on purpose.
Okay.
So that if somebody who was looking at them and knew what they were supposed to be would be like, oh, that's, you know, like Torque might look at one of them and be like, oh, well, I recognize those streets in Moonhold.
But there's nothing that would say indicate a secret hideout or mother lair or other towers.
Not immediately here. No, you do find as you're looking.
So anyway, that's what I've been listening.
Oh my god, that's like listening to a city planning council meeting,
with fucking like
with nerds
with laser spiders and shit.
No, it's just like nothing really is happening that you can see. And although the term Mother Lair is the name of your band now. Mother Lair. There's no other Mother Lairs there.
That should be the name of where we do our podcast.
The Mother Lair.
At the Brooklyn Zoo in the Mother Lair. How about the Mother Lair in the Brooklyn Zoo?
We are in the Mother Lair right now.
At the Brooklyn Zoo?
At the Brooklyn Zoo.
It's it passes the fucking time, and I just don't have enough.
I like listening to talk radio or anything like that.
Well, there's nothing really good on radio in Portland anymore.
No,
it's really bullshit.
It's not really so awful.
And anything else, you know, would be like way too fucking early. So I've been listening to that a lot. Well, it's only once a week, but it's like 2 hours. I can kill 2 hours listening to these guys tell me a story, basically.
Right.
With math thrown in every now and again.
Look, so it's a little bit of science.
Learning.
Well, and what's fucked up is that they'll bring up rules that I kind of remember from back in the day.
What edition are they playing?
I don't, like, third edition? I don't know.
Third's the best one.
Evidently it is. And man, it's crack of the whip.
Smack of the ass.
So, that's one of the things I found that I'm kind of addicted to. I'd like to make a statement that it is 28 days now until All Hallows Eve.
We gotta find something good to do this year.
Yeah, we fucking do.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
I know what we're gonna do, but where are we gonna do it?
Wow. We're gonna kill Hooker. Yep. But where are we gonna find her?
She's killing a hooker. I'm killing a drifter.
Yes.
Then we're gonna take this. First, we're gonna make them make out.
Okay, now you put your hand on her boob. Okay.
Come on, Drifter. Right. Put it on her boob.
Put it on that boob.
Can I have my bottle of red rose wine?
You can have it after you put it on her boob.
It's, I can't lift my hand. I need diabetes.
A friend of mine was telling me this story about they had a car crash into their restaurant. And they had the, it was at nighttime after they'd closed. And the security camera had caught the whole fucking thing. And the guy smashes in, you know, breaks down the wall with his car. Reverses out and takes off. And a friend of mine was telling this. I didn't see it. And he goes, he's like, wow, that's fucked up. That's crazy. The guy fucking, you know, broke the fucking wall. And the guy goes, wait, it gets better. And so they fast forward the tape a while back. And this fucking drunk homeless dude walks into the hole, goes into the bar, goes behind the bar where there is all the liquor in the fucking world. You know, you got seriously like expensive scotch, and then the guy grabs a bottle of apple puckers and walks out of the hole in the wall. And they're just like, holy shit,
that's
really
what you chose?
I like that he only grabbed one bottle. Yeah. And like, he could have grabbed as many as he could carry, but he was like, this is all I need.
It was either that or like Dr. McKillicuddy's like peppermint schnapps.
Well, that's the Gavorkian
peppermint
concoction.
Schnapps makes more sense than fucking pucker. Because apple pucker is like, you're just supposed to use a little bit in it to like make apple martinis and shit. It's like a liqueur. It's not even like, you're not supposed to just drink it straight, right?
No, it's basically like you take a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, I've had it before. It's
horrible.
It's horrible.
Shit.
It's like,
why the fuck?
It's like cough medicine, well, kind of. I mean, you know, it's like that syrupy, thick...
Love the fact that, all right,
wait,
and you know what,
wait,
I bet it was his birthday and he was like, god, if I could just get a fucking,
if I could just get a pucker,
puckers, oh my
that
god,
that sweet pucker.
What's this right here? Oh my god, there's a hole in this bar. They kicked me out of this bar once.
I know they have pucker.
Revenge is mine. I ordered a green apple. They said okay, but wouldn't give it to me. Apple puckers is mine.
That's totally me. Fuck you.
All right, so I broke my leg. I broke my foot. And I have been like held up. I have cabin fever, horrible. I think the only person that this, well, he's not even a person. My cat is just very, very happy that I'm here all the time and hanging out. But I've been watching The Wire like, oh, I love it. And I've been watching all kinds of other shit. And I got the next Netflix that runs to the Xbox. So it's unlimited
That's
shit
awesome.
I can watch.
Wait a minute. Can you, if you, like, instead of sending you movies, they can actually, they just.
It streams like, right
it
through
streams
the Xbox.
Right. And it's only certain, you can't watch all
the.
Right.
Is
like,
it like the
it
watch
might not
instantly
be new
stuff?
Releases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch
okay.
Instantly.
So it's that, but it's coming through the. Okay. So.
Right. So I got this cold case file. It's like a series.
A&E.
I think A&E did
it's
it.
It's awesome.
Right? It's not the CBS
and,
shit cold case.
And
no,
I
the A&E cold case files is awesome.
I love the fucking hell out of it.
I like that. I also like the first 48 on A&E.
Yeah, first 48. That is horribly addicting.
It's good. And my new favorite obsession on A&E is Hoarders. Have you seen this?
Oh, God, the people that live down the street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They are
call
Hoarders.
Call the producers of Hoarders and see if they'll go down there.
Seriously.
Oh shit, I should. And then we could.
And then we could actually
we could
go
drop
out
our
we
name.
We could actually do like a show watching the film crew.
You know we're like, now they're film. Carrying out a basket full of diapers. Now they're carrying out a basket full. The craziest one that I saw, this woman, I felt so bad for her. She was this little old lady and she fed all the cats in the neighborhood, and she thought that she was, you know, doing these kitties a favor.
Cats like rat poison.
By feeding them, and so she didn't even know how many cats she had that were all just living in her garage and in her house and everything. She would just like throw kibble to them, you know, and they would eat. The state said she had to clear it out because it was so, you know, so fucking sick, and she like the neighbors were complaining because she had so many cats. When they ended up cleaning out her house, they removed 100 cats, 41 of which were dead.
Those are the snuggly ones. The quote, snuggly ones.
Yeah. And she
They've
would,
got so much
you know,
love to give. I just love to cuddle.
They're very I cuddly. Felt so bad. They let her keep three cats.
That's like three cats too many.
Yes, yeah,
and they made sure they spayed and neutered. I mean, because that's what she was feeding all these feral cats that would just have kittens, and they
it was a cat
when
orgy.
They were like, yeah, seriously,
oh, man.
They're probably doing Fart. That thing on South Park where they were cheesing and the cats were pissing in their faces and they were all hallucinating.
Yeah, let's go fight. We're going over to fucking old lady Wilma's house. We're gonna fuck like mad.
Yeah, and then they just have babies
Fur,
and the babies
and
would die
everywhere.
The babies would die, and they were just like scooping them up with shovels.
Ew,
like, there's another
that's,
cat.
That's sad.
It was crazy. I felt so bad for the lady because she really thought. I mean, she was kind of crazy a little, and I think she thought she was really helping these cats.
I think I had a cat this morning.
Oh,
what? Shut
are you
up.
Kidding?
It was either I was driving.
You didn't
down.
Stop.
It was no.
Patrick.
It was 4:30. I didn't want to see
what Patrick. If you want to get, you see what happened with the John Lennon.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about this.
You want to get right. All right.
Oh my God!
It probably wasn't a cat.
This is what happened. This is what happened. I'm driving.
It was some kind of animal that I don't like.
It was 4:30, and see, this is what Liz did to me on the way over here. She was like, "Don't tell me that it was a raccoon," and I'm like, "I don't know."
Oh,
if it was
I
a
like
raccoon.
Raccoons too.
I was driving down Stark.
It was a fucking
at 4:30 in the morning. All of a sudden, corner of my eye, I see something darting out.
Oh.
My foot moved to hit the brake, and I hit it like I had no time.
So I
and a homeless
a cat
guy.
And
the thing I felt bad about, a homeless guy who had just passed like 30 seconds before saw me do it, and I just kept driving. It was 4:30 in the morning, and
it was a possum.
It was a possum.
It was a possum.
It was probably a fucking killer.
It was a nutrien.
Nutrien.
Nutria.
Nutria. Yeah.
They're like beaver grass.
Yeah, they're kind. Yeah, they're really weird. They're more like in Louisiana and
but
stuff.
But they
have
like
them.
Mind powers, like Hypnotoad. They when make I, you build the dam for them.
When I come on the show,
you're like, yes, Toad, I will do
when
it.
When I come
yes,
on the show, Nutria. Everyone gets into like clinical scientific mode.
Okay, so speaking of clinical and scientific,
good
me
segue.
Watching,
pat on the back.
No, me watching the fucking Cold Case Files. There's an episode where there's a serial rapist going around, and they're attacking single women in their apartments and shit like that. And I'm just like. Like, you, ugh,
I
hate
don't
that.
Like
and then
that.
I, and then ding. Well, you have BT.
Yeah. And well, he doesn't live with me, though.
But the thing is,
I live alone.
I, just,
I mean, I'm not single, but I still live alone, and I'm terrified
I
of that.
I thought
shit.
About Megan.
You're a single.
Because she's right on a, you know,
right
over there on that busy street.
Right.
And I was just like, motherfucker, you know, somebody got in there. You know, that. So a friend of mine that's staying with me right now was drunk, and he bought a big knife at one of the convenience stores when he was drunk, and he gave it to
like
me
like one of those bat lift blades. Like,
no, serious.
Yeah,
and we were shotgunning beers with it, and he's like, "You want it?" Because you know he's going to France. Long story.
Rob?
Yeah, and so we're shotgunning beers like, and so I take it home and I think about it. I'm like, "Fuck, you know, I'm gonna give this to Megan." Just so she,
yeah.
You know, fucking somebody goes in there, it would be horrible if she, you know, whatever. So, I have it here.
I want to see it.
I took a picture of it. I'm putting it on the
wow.
website. It's got brass knuckles.
It does.
With a big fucking knife on it.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
I like that, June.
So
I think that oh, look at the handle.
I mean, it looks like a
faux pas ivory
look at the,
handle.
Yeah. It's real elephant.
It's real plastic.
It's real plastic elephant.
So I got that, and I'm like, I talked to her the other day, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I watched this show, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I was thinking about getting a knife or something like that. And I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
That's what I'm getting
for
her. Oh, there'll be pictures of it on the website. But the fucking thing's it's ridiculous.
If I was a single woman and I lived alone, I'd totally have a gun. But that's because I want a gun.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would have a gun. Like, they always say that it's so, you know.
Feel the power, Jenny.
I like this knife. It's nice. I want to punch somebody in the fucking mouth with it.
Mingus, run.
I like the brass knuckle feature.
No shit.
You know, I mean,
punch,
you could hit somebody with the bottom of a knife, but throw in the brass knuckles and I'm ready to do something.
Well, that and you know, I think it might be harder to get the knife
right
out of her hand.
Go ahead. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I don't
go
have
ahead.
Any.
Here, punch him. Stab
I don't
me.
Have any weapons at my house. I do have like a rape bar. I call it a rape bar.
What's
like
a
in
rape
my
bar?
Window. You know, it's like a wooden dowel,
oh, okay.
So that the window, you know, can't
right.
can't open. And I have an like I had to BT cut it for me so that It would fit my window, and I have the other half of it.
That's not a good thing to call your product a rape. Here, we're selling.
No, I just bought a dowel at Freddy's.
I know, but
that's what I call it—a rape bar. It's not. It wasn't like patented like at Walgreens rape bar.
$19.99. Love something in your
rape dowels.
Rape dowels. Get them while they're hot.
Cut them to fit yourself.
Rape yourself. I don't with these dowels.
Rape yourself with.
I don't think I need a 12-foot rape dowel.
Well, you cut it to suit what you need.
Anyway, on that note.
Yeah, so I kept the excess so I could fucking beat a bastard in the head with it.
We need to get you a cricket bat or a Hurley or a baseball bat.
Or you know what I would like to have functional and also you could kick ass is one of those big mag light flashlights.
Oh, yeah.
Those,
you know what? I have
those
one.
Those are awesome, and you could really,
Nothing feels good having a good piece of wood in your hand. Am I right?
You're right.
Quote unquote. Tracy
Why
Lords.
Do you think I do
Tracy
this
Lords,
podcast?
Right? I know I've heard that before.
Who?
Tracy Lords.
I don't.
I've heard that before.
What song does she sing?
Tracy Lords?
Yeah.
She's awesome.
John Waters.
You know who she is.
What? Anyway, hey, on that note, we're going to take a fake break.
Yeah,
we're coming back.
I got a whiz. I'm Lizzing.
What's that? I'm Lizzing.
It's from 30 Rock.
Liz Lemon.
Yeah, and she laughed so hard that she peed in her pants a little, and so they called it Lizzing.
Yeah, I don't watch foreign.
I'm Lizzing.
Your foreign documentary is scaring the
Jesus Christ.
Piss me off.
Man on a wire, why don't you fuck
Jesus
off?
Jesus Christ.
All right, so this is a Hideous Creature Show. I'm June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
And this is the original cast.
Yay!
You can find us on Facebook, Hideous Creature Show Podcast. You can find us on our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. We're on Twitter as Hideous Creature. That's
you can leave me a phone message or June a phone message.
You can not yet. I'm gonna be.
Oh, you can leave me a phone
June's
message.
June's gonna get. He's gonna actually have text messaging.
Yeah,
My phone can't take text.
We're gonna
messaging.
We're gonna get into that. But what's your number?
971-212-6642. That's 971-212-6642. Call that upper
503.
I'm really glad that Patrick's back. I feel like he calms me.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not all yelling at each other.
That's because
John Lennon.
Yeah, no,
oh,
whoa,
Jenny,
whoa,
I love
whoa,
Jim Morris.
Whoa.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Friends, it's certainly true that when you smoke, you want smoothness, mildness, and deep down enjoyment. And that's precisely what you'll get with every Lucky Strike you light, because there's never a rough puff in a Lucky. Just think of that, friends. Luckies are always smooth, mild, and mellow every puff of the way. For you see, it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And LSMFT, Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco. Now, fine tobacco costs more, and Luckies pay more. That's right. Luckies pay millions of dollars more than official parity prices to get ripe, mellow tobacco for your Lucky Strike. Just listen for a moment to what the tobacco experts say about the kind of leaf Lucky Strike buys. Take Mr. L. Garland Griffin, a tobacco auctioneer from Clarksville, Virginia, who recently said, "All in all, I've sold over 100 million pounds of tobacco. And season after season, I've seen Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco. Prime, ripe leaf. The kind of tobacco for downright good smoking. I've smoked Lucky's regularly for 14 years. Now there's a tip for your friends from a man who really knows tobacco. So for your own deep-down smoking enjoyment, light up a Lucky. You'll agree with the tobacco experts, with the millions who choose Lucky's for a finer, milder, smoother smoke.
All right, we're back from the fake break. Wait, I was thinking about, why... Why do we have the commercials of cigarettes? It's because we smoke during fake break.
And they're funny too. they're really funny.
They're absolutely
tobacco.
That's what, and that guy totally. It was the voice actor doing.
Let's take
going to talk to Gerald from Tennessee. I think I'll tobacco. Tobacco.
Yeah, it was the same exact
That's a fine
guy.
Tobacco.
That's a well-trained voice man.
Fun stuff. Anyway, so. We didn't hit any of the movie madness.
Oh, yeah.
So this is one. Do you guys have a good fake break?
I did.
It's
cold outside,
it is,
though.
It is
definitely fall.
I like it. It's autumn. I want to listen to some Grateful Dead, and I hate the dead.
You want
to
spin.
I don't want to spin. I want to listen to some Grateful Dead and scowl.
I call it the hippie freestyle.
Yeah.
That involves that they're riding a bike, and it, unless it's like 18 stories
high.
Oh,
God, I hate those tall bikes. How the fuck? How do they stop? Like, what do they do? I've never seen one stop. Ever. Like, I've never seen one at a stoplight. Like, what do they do?
It emulates their sexual prowess.
I think it dictates the routes they can take. It's not like they're going to be like...
when they stop, they hold a bar. They hold.
But what if there's no bar?
Then you go, baby.
How do they get off of it? And how do they get on it? I don't understand how it works. But I want to fucking go up and kick them over. That's what I want to do when I see them. I want
to. Do you hate mimes, too?
Yes. Of course I do.
Who doesn't fucking hate a mime?
Of course I hate them.
All right, so we're going to do Movie Madness.
If I ever saw a mime on one of those tall bikes, I would blow my fucking head off. Yeah. I would just pull out a gun that I don't have.
It doesn't go over well on the podcast, but he'd give you that wave smile.
Ha! Yeah, but he wouldn't make any noise.
I'd like to have like a half mime. One that goes, ooh.
Like a deaf mime?
A deaf mime.
Molly Madeline got me a new business.
On your day. My birthday is flat.
Well, I would be
need help on my big mic.
Can I get your album?
I would be okay with that.
So, Movie Madness.
June and I have I didn't know this about June, but him and I have a skill of playing deaf.
It's really good. Speaking. I'm not even going to try that shit. You guys are good.
Movie Madness. This is the part of one of the many parts of the show that really baffled the deaf.
My mom's deaf. So that's not funny.
She is not.
Yeah, she is. I don't even know how to sign bullshit. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I'm just trying to fucking kill
Christmas
you.
Is a sign for jerking off.
You gave the click clack little Ewok sign and then
what
boom.
Was that Christmas. Like a wreath?
That's
Christmas.
That's a rainbow.
It is.
Happy New Year.
So
New Year is fisting?
Reiteration on what Movie Madness
Why
is.
Why don't you fuck off?
That's good.
The first one. Movie Madness.
All right, now we just dropped at least a listener.
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't. They're deaf.
Funny.
What, the show isn't in,
it's teletype?
It's not in visual.
Yeah, it takes long enough for me to put it on that slow-ass Mac, let alone fucking, what's it called? Put it in Braille.
That's for blind people. That doesn't do any good for deaf people.
I'm not getting a real camera.
No, Braille covers all the bases. Whoops. Blind, deaf.
That is actually funny.
Whatever.
That is the funniest thing I've actually heard all week. that one right there.
We really should put the show in Braille for our blind listeners who can't hear. Sorry, everyone.
I love you, Jenny.
What? What's that? I can't hear.
Here's some Braille. Now you got to figure it out. Crack of the whip. All right, so for all you...
I'm feeling...
For all the Helen Kellers out
Braille.
There. Yeah.
I love your shock
this
mouth.
This is for Movie Madness. Reiterating on Movie Madness, because I was listening to a past show, is that it's only one movie that we're choosing this from. I think that there was a confusion last time, or it was the alcohol.
Is this a show I haven't heard yet?
On the last show.
It might be the Karen and,
I've decided
June and Jenny drunk show.
Well, sometimes we're having a bunch of fun, and we go, let's do two shows. And
not a good idea.
Well, two shows turns into us being drunk, talking over each other, which sounds like three fucking douchebags at the bar won't let each other talk.
What?
Right.
What? But
it's fucked up.
If you didn't know
Michael Jackson,
June and I and Karen already, you would be like, who the fuck are these idiots? You know, it really is just like us at a bar. We never finish a thought. We constantly talk over each other and... We can all, I am paying attention to what you guys are saying, but I'm also talking at the same time.
So I've decided to put a new thing on the website, which is, I almost said the piss bucket, which is...
Too drunk to air. Yeah.
Because it's complete random
So if you
want
to have, a really fucked up listening experience,
yeah,
you can
I'm
going
to put those
it.
Onto a different thing that you can listen to, but...
Give it to your coworkers and
believe
say
it. It's going to be just babble. So this is Movie Madness. Here we go.
What's your name?
I'm Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Hawaiian name.
Oh, great.
Pipiopi.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
God damn it, I knew you were going to
get it. I was going to say that, but...
I almost said I love you, man.
The only thing I was like, Hawaii. I didn't even recognize Paul Rudd.
It's a metaphor for addiction to technology. For society, for how we're reliant on technology. I get it. I'm with you.
It's a metaphor for a crap movie.
I really liked that movie. I didn't want
to watch it, and I watched it.
I loved it. I haven't seen it.
I loved it.
It was really funny. I really like Jason Segel. I think that he's really good.
No, he is.
And you get to see his
his business.
His business in it.
Rocking the biz.
He's naked. He's full naked. Yeah.
Do you?
For a while.
Is it really great to be like?
I had a really, really great time tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it got a little wild.
A little.
It was really fun, and you're so cool. It was just, thank you for taking me out.
No, I had a great time. Thank you.
You did?
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, so nice. What were you going to say?
You know how when we're like, that chick's naked in that movie, I got to go fucking see boobies. But if you're like, oh, this dude's naked, you're like, eh. If you knew that ahead of time, are you really that interested, or are you kind of like, yeah?
Well, I mean, if it's like for instance, Kevin Bacon in... The Neve Campbell,
Dickatron,
Denise Richards movie,
Wild Things.
I've never seen these.
Good
movies.
Times. He has a giant dick.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's prosthetic.
Great times. I mean, there's something to be said about seeing a celebrity naked. I mean, just out of curiosity.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a chick. I do like to see guys naked. You know.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought chicks don't like to see guys naked.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought that's
about?
What nighttime was for.
That's what darkness is.
No. Yeah. I like to.
Like, you like the visual cock?
I mean, maybe not like Michael Moore or something, but I
see,
like to see.
See, that's where I go.
What if Michael Moore's cock was like 34 inches long? Wouldn't you like to see it?
Well, he's really fat, so, I mean, not. I don't have anything against fat
people. He has an Enron tattoo on it.
Yeah.
It actually says fight the power.
But like a good,
when
a good
it gets
looking,
really long.
A good looking fucking naked dude? Hell yeah. Sign me
with
up.
Boner or without boner?
Well, I mean, with boner is good, but without a boner is fine.
See, I think that's why I think the boner is a dick is for peeing. A boner, that's for fucking.
Right.
So it has a different connotation to it.
You know, when
I think it's still, I mean, I think that a naked guy is still sexy, even if his junk's just hanging around.
Send your boner calls to 971-212-6642. That's 971-212-6642. Operators are standing by for your boner information.
Patrick is dying to give
Hello,
you boner
is this,
information.
Is this boner chat?
This is boner chat. This is Pat. Go ahead.
This is boner chat. I have a boner.
Who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Roger. I have a boner.
Thank you, fellow traveler.
So I was driving my car and I ran over a boner last night.
Yeah,
I think I don't think I killed it. I think it's just kind of
yeah. What? And you didn't stop?
I just I was really, really tired.
All right. Well, you didn't stop. What you need to do is check the emergency rooms. What you want to do is get some athletic tape.
What? Can you describe what the boner looked like?
It kind of looked like my boner. I think I forgot to close the car door and ran that shit over.
Okay, what you need to do is get some popsicle sticks. You need to get some athletic tape. And you
really make a rudimentary splint.
You know, if you go to a wig store and you get some wig tape, that shit will hold anything down. What you need to do is you actually need to tape
it. You
got to
hold the boner up, right?
No, I disagree. I disagree, Chandra. I disagree. What you need to do is you need to tape that. Excuse me, sir. Gerald from Knoxville. Do you dress to the left or to the right?
I'm a righty guy.
You're a righty guy. So what you need to do is actually dress this to the left. That will actually take the muscle weight that gravity is distributed over your ears. How old are you? It's said on the call sheet that you're 32. All right. You need to dress to the left for this. You need to have that for 6 months. No touching, no masturbation. And when you do it, maybe just gently massage it with your fingers.
I was wondering, what if I had to go pee?
If you go pee, what you do is you actually...
Go in your pants.
Nope, you just put your leg to the side of the thing. You squat down over it like you're taking a big shit. And you think, thank you, Gerald. We're going to take a short break on Boner Talk. And we'd like to talk about our sponsors, which is Viagra and Lucy Pushsov, which will get your boner nice and shiny.
Lucy Pushsov. So, yeah, the Viagra is to make it hard, and the Lucy Pushsov is
to make it shiny.
It's
just like a Chrysler.
It makes that cock glow in the dark so you can see where the business is, ladies.
Like cotton balls wrapped in chocolate.
Go ahead and turn those lights off so you don't have to feel fat. You'll be able to find that boner across the room.
Sorry for that. I've been waiting to rant for a while.
I like it.
That was great. I love it.
Actually, now I have a boner. I need that fucking radiation.
You need the
Lucy
Boosh.
Glow. So now we're let's do a little news,
all right.
Jenny. And now the hideous. I hate going and edit. Eventually, we'll be able to just play the thing.
Okay, so this is kind of along the same lines of what we were just talking about. I think Patrick will appreciate this. Store launches underpants for left-handed men.
Yeah, I miss they did.
A British store is launching a range of underpants for left-handed men, an innovation it says will save them both time and embarrassment in front of the porcelain.
Oh, where the piss hole is.
The new range,
you did the math.
By UK-based Home, that's H-O-M, will have a horizontal opening instead of a vertical slit, accessed from the right-hand side, breaking a tradition that's lasted for 75 years.
This is wrong. God is not happy.
In our view, this is a vital step towards equality for left-handed men.
Fuck them.
Said Rob Fotcherrand.
Rod who?
Fotcherrand. Among almost 10% of British men are believed to be left-handed, but men's Y-fronted underpants have traditionally have a right-handed opening from the time they were invented in 1935. As a
bullshit.
Result, left-handed men have had to reach much further into their pants, performing a Z-shaped maneuver through 280-degree angles before achieving the result that right-handed men perform with ease. I want to take a little second here. June, you are a left-handed man.
I prefer the term southpaw.
So have
like
you
Rocky.
Had... Have
like
you,
Rocky.
Like, just like Rocky. Have you felt... That you have been discriminated against?
No, but I like to say that that's curious that you say Rocky because that's what I named the old sacker.
Sackaroo?
But yes, I have had many. Well, what's fucked up is when I have to pee, but I spend my time that I should be urinating in the corner crying.
Because you can't, because you have to do two 180 degree Z maneuvers.
I can't get my junk out.
All right, I call bullshit. Listen, you
you caught me. Fuck off. If you can't negotiate, I think that's one of the things that defines you as a lefty. Adaption. You adapt.
Also, I want to say, I actually heard this story on, I believe it was Conan O'Brien. And
which
they
is
were
a
like,
left-handed channel.
The bullshit. It is. It
NBC,
is.
You
and
fuckers.
And the bullshit thing is they were like, you know what? No one gives a shit because no one uses the flap. Do you fucking stick your dong out through
the
flap?
I'd actually wear boxer shorts. So.
Well, of course you do. Like, who wears fucking tidy whites anyway?
No,
if you did wear a tidy white, would you ever pull your cock out through the thing, or would you just pull it out the top?
That's a really good point. I've never
thought about
that.
You wouldn't fucking try to negotiate
can
that little flap,
on my technique?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, what I do is I call the thumber. And the thumber is where you take your trousers down, your pantaloons, if you will. And you take the old thumb and you find the elastic waistband and you just pull it down.
Yeah.
And sack and nut. Or
really?
Sack
you
and
pull
nut.
Out both?
Everything needs to come out because if you don't.
So your balls are kind of jingling on the elastic.
No, the balls actually provide enough weight to keep the elastic from snapping back.
Nice.
You've got some heavy balls. Mine are like mints.
Yours are like Altoids.
You're like wedding mints. You got two wedding mints in there.
Like, stop going back up. Anyway.
And then I just go.
So what if you didn't, what if you left the balls in the pants? Like, it'd still be okay,
it's uncomfortable.
Right?
No,
it's uncomfortable?
Yeah. Well, what happens is I don't get the...
the flow?
No, I need to be able to have a certain trajectory for the urine.
I need to be free.
And what the, what
plus,
the balls...
Plus, you gotta air that out.
With the balls holding sweaty. Down the elastic... it provides me with what I call the pointer finger thumb technique.
Mm-hmm.
I grab that shit and like
you grab it
and then
stretch
let
it like
go.
Taffy.
I mean, I'm not like putting like all the fingers on it. You know, usually
you
the,
show it to the other guys at the other urinals.
Like,
you like
check this
me
shit out.
Check all mine right. out.
Jenny, you don't have a penis, but you're a smoker, or you have smoked
yes,
in your life.
Yes.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Oh, fuck. I can't do this. Then.
I'm left-handed, just
see,
like
all right,
June.
So when you're in a passenger car and you're smoking a cigarette?
I would smoke with my right.
It's the same exact thing
right.
for pissing.
See, she's smoking appendextrous.
I would smoke and I'd hold it right in the driver's face and be like, fuck you, I'm lefty.
No, like, I am a right-handed person when
so
I drive and I've smoked.
Right, you
it's
smoke
in my
with
left
a left
hand.
Hand.
You learn how to do
right.
it. It's just, like, it needs to come out. With smoke, it needs to go in.
Oh, that's actually right. You're blowing my mind right now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
let's listen to some Iron Butterfly.
I need some
it
time out.
It says
to reflect.
Previously, it added boxer shorts with an adaptable ambidextrous opening in the middle have been the underpants of choice for left-handed men. Honey, they're the underpants of choice for all men that have anything to do with. Anything. I mean,
you know what? 971-212-6642. I want to hear your ideas about what type of underwear you wear.
Like, well, who wears tidy whities besides my father?
Check this out. What about all the dudes that have the regular pants? Is there like an adapter I can get to like put on my underwear?
June,
so I don't have to waste all the money I've spent on these expensive
left-handed underwear.
I'm like, shit. I got right-handers. Is there a left-handed adaption? What I see in my head is like a sharpened cat food or tuna can. And you know, like a little four-step thing where you put it on the butcher block and you cookie cutter your underwear till you get a hole in it.
Right.
And then you sew in the left-handed
other adaption.
Deal. That's where the money is.
I want left-handed pianos where the high keys are on the left and the low keys
are
on the right.
Seriously.
And when it's night, it's day. And when it's day, it's night.
Oh, my God. Iron Butterfly.
This is my favorite part of the article. The new pants mean that left-handed men can finally go to the bathroom as quickly and efficiently as their right-handed colleagues.
Well, British are all into that. Efficiency.
It's really good. Switching the opening from vertical to horizontal may sound like a small step, but it's a major...
stupid, but it's not.
It may sound fucking stupid, but it's a major breakthrough that we've been waiting for, says Foucher Rand.
I'd like to have an FBI piece on the end of that. How many people have died from their kidneys exploding because they can't get
out. They cannot navigate the fucking right-handed opening.
And when I'm in the air, as a left-hander...
Viva la lefty!
This is a non-known fact for left-handers, non-left-handers. When you're in an airplane or whatever, you have no idea what's going on. It completely blows your whole shit out of the water. You can't even poop when you're left-handed.
No, you can't. It's true.
So anyway.
Because the toilet's on the wrong side of the plane.
I don't know what's going on.
Thank God my parts are all in the middle because I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, there's left-handed bathrooms on planes, too. It has a cushion where you beat your skull against the door.
And
until
you're like, why? Why aren't I normal?
Mr. Button, would you like smoking or non-smoking?
I'd like lefty.
Can I get Southpaw?
Southpaw cigarettes, please.
And she just goes, she looks at me like, ugh, I bet your kids go to my kids' school, you fuck.
God, you're practically a ginger.
All right.
That's
you
what
got
she
anymore?
Says. Yes.
June's tired.
I'm tired of your left-handed
talking.
Tired
of this left-handed underwear bullshit.
This story is called The Mystery of the Doll That Grew Old in the Attic.
Ew. That's kind of weird.
Just isn't that what dolls do naturally? Isn't that what everything does naturally? Just gets old after it's made?
Well, it's in an attic, and it's a doll.
Okay. An unnamed family. Of course it's an unnamed family. It's probably not even true. Similar to any other average family, did what all families do as their children start to grow up. They had to decide that the outgrown toys, cluttered, should go get rid of and be stored away. As usually happens with many things that got cherished, several of them were stored away. Amongst them were a doll, an ordinary babyface doll.
Wow, whoever wrote this was really phoned in that day.
Yeah, seriously. It's kind of, it's an interesting story, but it's kind of like not very well written. So I'm going to maybe paraphrase a little bit. Let's see. Basically, they went up.
Dun, 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 dun,
they went up and found this doll. The doll had aged and now had the
AIDS?
Face had AIDS.
Son of a bitch.
It had
it's
the
true.
Face of a very old person. The skin was drawn back to almost zombie-like or even mummified appearance, which makes it more unnerving to look at.
So it actually did grow old.
Well, it and who knows what it was from? Like maybe sun was
human
hitting
skin.
It. Or, but I have a picture of the doll, which doesn't really transfer to this.
The sun's just.
But it said,
like not cock. The daughter.
The and apparently, so they found the doll, and it looked like it was really old, and they gave it away, and some guy sold it for like a ton of money, a considerable amount of money. I know.
I told you not to sell that fucking doll.
Wait,
here's
a
picture of the doll, and you can actually like go.
Oh bullshit! Like a bullshit.
Right. So it probably was like. It might have been like in the fucking sun or something.
We'll post the picture of that too.
And who knows what happened to it, but it fucking grew old apparently.
All right. Jenny, do you have more news, perhaps?
I do.
This story is not the story you're about to tell, but this doll thing is just like, yeah, you ever lift a fucking grape out in the sun? It becomes a fucking raisin. That's what happened to
right,
the doll.
Right, I think that that's what happened to the doll.
Seriously?
Maybe it wasn't that good of a story. Sorry, y'all.
Can I jump in real quick
yeah,
and tell my story?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, June has a news story. I would love that.
I choose to have Jenny read it because she's a better reader than me. But this one is so fucking outlandishly fucking ridiculously stupid and kind of Futurama-esque because I love the Futurama. Okay, this guy put a book out. Book claims Ted Williams' head mistreated. Do you know who Ted Williams
yes,
is?
Yes, and I actually read, right. I know what you're going
to
say. I won't say anything.
Like,
I know what you're going to say.
Cryogenically frozen
yes,
as
he
well.
Had his head yes. severed and cryogenically frozen so that later on he could live.
So they would attach it to another body and he could live. And wait, what's the story on with
seriously.
His head? I know. And his okay. and his family's all has been all pissed off and up in arms about getting his head back.
Why do you fucking think this will happen? I mean, seriously, it's your head.
He's Ted Williams. He drank a lot of fucking booze.
And you cryogenically. Well, you know what?
Didn't
the rest of the body?
No, I think he froze his whole body.
No, just the head.
I think there's something about like
just the head.
He
got okay, then the story that I heard was wrong. Keep going.
A new book by former employee of Alcor, the company that froze Ted Williams' remains, alleges the Baseball Hall of Famer's body was mistreated by the company. That was the guy that wrote this book. Larry Johnson says in the book, Frozen, this is the title of the book. This is one of those long titles. Frozen, My Journey into the World of Cryogenics, Deception, and Death.
Yes.
That he watched the Alcor official swing a monkey wrench at Williams' frozen, severed head to try to remove a tuna can stuck on it. The first swing...
Wait, stop.
Okay, seriously, I read a little
why
bit into this.
Why does he have a tuna can stuck?
Because some other jerk at Alcor put a fuck... Like, they did all this shit. Like, they put a tuna can in, like, under his neck and set it in. So he was like, hello. Like, he's all, like, yeah. fucking sitting up in the tuna can. Like, they did fucked up
and
shit.
And it's just,
so,
like, stuck there?
Yeah. Okay, so keep
it's
going.
Abu Ghraib all over. So...
Except without the pointing.
Without the hot girls.
Oh, they were hot,
they're
too.
So hot.
So where did the first swing accidentally struck the head, Johnson contends.
Johnson.
The
well,
second,
you're
the
head.
Second knocked the tuna can loose.
Of
problem
course, thank
solved.
God.
Two times a charm.
Alcor's life, the Foundation of Scottsdale, Arizona issued a statement on its website denying the allegations.
What I heard, I thought his whole body was frozen and that they had actually like cut his head off and then put it in a tuna can and then hit it with a monkey wrench.
No. Check it out.
That's what I heard.
This is what I want to do. And I think this is going to be a trend in the future. And this is free thinking. I just came up with this idea.
But it's going to definitely take
off. I want, you know, like if I'm getting older, if I have kids, they're going to be, you know, they're going to, I'll die before they're my age. I would like to have my cryogenically frozen head given
put
to
in
them
their dorm
and
room.
They could use it as like a fucking emblem on the top of their car
or
they could
a beer
drive
stein.
Around or you know something. Bring me out in public. I'm a gregarious dude.
Yeah.
Let's go again. Or you
you're
know
like,
what?
Ah,
fuck
well,
it. Freeze my ass 364 days of the year on Halloween. Put a little candle in my mouth and set my ass on the
like
fucking
a jack-o'-lantern.
That's fucking right.
You're like, oh, hey
scare
Betsy.
The kids.
Hey, Betsy, I know it's our first date, but my dad's going to tag along. Is that cool? Oh, sure, June, I'd love, or sure, June Jr., I'd love to meet your dad. He shows up with his fucking dad's head under his arm like a fuck in a bowling ball bag. Here's dad. He likes to come around. He's really a social guy.
If you're going
to
freeze your head or if I froze my head, just like when you're dead, just assume that someone's going to fuck it.
They're
going to
fuck your
burn.
Eye.
Yeah.
No, exactly. If your body isn't there to fucking protect it, give it the old puncheroo.
Give it the old 1-2.
Yeah. He's an athlete. You think that the head would be
you're
gone, the
fucked.
Body would be cryogenically
right, I'll
frozen.
Give you the Sonny Goldman 13-punch right. combo. Fucking try to get near
and
my
And they give
eyes.
It hydraulics in the hips so it can fuck other people in the future and you got this super
you know
race of baseball.
Gonna,
players.
If you, I'm sorry, if you freeze your head, hello, someone is going to hit it with a monkey wrench. What the fuck else do you do with a frozen head?
Or, you know,
That question just answered. Oh, what the fuck else?
What
you
else?
Do with a
you hit
egg?
It with a fucking monkey wrench.
Anything you want, you can do with a frozen.
Right.
Egg.
No. And cut. The first thing I want to do is hit it with a wrench.
Cut to the dudes playing D&D. Roll that 20-sided dice. What the fuck happens to my courage? A tuna can. Some dude's beating it off.
Tuna can.
End up in Tijuana.
And some chimeras come in and a kraken. And a kraken definitely eats your fucking frozen head.
They're playing one-on-one, bitch.
God damn, you got a dark shade. Oh,
do you got another story?
Yes, I do. This one's a short one. Woman awarded $2 million after dentist pulls 16 teeth. Did you guys hear about this? Columbia, South Carolina.
Is it Ted?
It was Ted.
You know there's some fucking
A South Carolina woman has won a $2 million jury verdict against a dental clinic that mistakenly pulled 13 teeth.
Mistakenly.
The state... Jinx.
Uh-oh. My bad.
The state reported that 28-year-old Elizabeth Smith wanted 3 teeth pulled when she went to the Sexton, of course.
They just added a 10.
Dental clinic in Florence.
So happens
her lawsuit said a dentist at the clinic pulled 16 all of her upper teeth.
Wait, she did this on her own?
No, the dentist did it.
Oh.
State court records in Florence indicate the jury returned the award late last week when a Smith lawyer said the woman plans to have restorative surgery as soon as possible. So,
how much do you think that restorative surgery probably costs? Maybe like
50,
like, 20? No, maybe like 200 grand?
200 grand, sure.
For like all new teeth, maybe half a mil?
And she's got 2 mil now, yeah.
You might as well put metal chompers in
there. If someone took all my teeth, actually, I'd want to see the fucking shit out of them all.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, it doesn't, this story
She should only be compensated,
it really
though,
elaborate
for 13
that much.
Teeth because she wanted 3 of them pulled.
Exactly.
And while you're in there, fucking take my trachea out. I need a robot voice.
Definitely robot voice.
And you can eat metal and
talk to you.
Anyway, so that's about an hour.
Yeah.
You got one? You want to do one more?
Well, this one isn't really, I don't really even want to read this this article because it's kind of long, but it cracked me up because it's a vegetarian teenager, Robin Kearney, told last night how she's being kept alive by a pig heart.
What? Wait, so Robin is sitting there and Robin is growing up and all of a sudden, hey, Robin. We want to tell you something special. And they're
we want to tell you something special, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? What is it, Dad? Are you guys getting divorced?
No, Robin.
Am I adopted?
No, Robin.
Do we not have enough money?
You
for
have
me
a
to
pig
go-
heart.
What? What? I have a pig heart?
It says, animal lover Robin, 18, was struck down with a rare cardiac condition that could have killed her at any moment. Lifesaver, .. pig.
Oh, well, swine. This is not
Yeah, the swine heart valve helped her. Last night, she said, the doctors told me I would need to have a heart taken out and replaced by one from a pig. I was a bit shocked being a vegetarian.
Well, she's fucking eating it. It's keeping you alive.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't you get off your fucking high horse there?
The pig's already dead. It probably died of natural causes.
Right. It's obviously no one ate it.
It actually saw Robin and saw that she was so pretty that it gave its own life.
It signed. It took its little hooves and it signed
it dipped
it away.
Its hoof in on a stamp pad and
on the blood of its wife.
And hooved right on the it hooved right on the dotted line.
Yeah. And so she's fine with it now though, even though she has a pig heart.
Yeah. She says obviously everyone's going to pick life. So
no,
now I'm a vegetarian being kept alive by a pig.
No one's
your
gonna...
kids are feeding her coins, and when she dies, they're gonna fucking rip her open.
No one's gonna
get
fuck
all the
her.
Cash.
Dude, you got a pig heart. You're
yeah,
fat bitch.
You're taint. It's that's what I like to call used goods.
We've come to another end of another episode of the Hideous Creature Show.
Yay for Patrick!
Patrick, it's fucking awesome.
It's
to
awesome
have you back.
To be back. Thank you guys.
I'm so glad.
I missed you too. Very much.
I missed you.
You know, I think I just need to get some. Fucking
grow a set.
I think I just need to grow a set and get some cocaine and some marijuana.
Fuck
and
yeah,
I'll be
you
back
do.
To full.
Well, hey, we got the whole it's night true. Left. You can find us, The Hideous Creature Show, on hideouscreature.squarespace.com.
Squarespace!
You can find us on the Facebook.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
This is Hideous Creature, Hideous Creature Show.
Yes.
Right.
It's no, not plural. Not plural.
Because
one
it's
creature.
One this is one creature,
one creature.
Coming
like Voltron
at you to fuck you up.
Yeah,
with three different, we are three different parts of Voltron forming a creature. They
exactly.
were five,
right? We would be.
Don't fuck with me about Voltron.
We would be.
I don't want to talk about Voltron.
No,
we'd be two legs and a torso. We wouldn't fight anything. We just talk a bunch of shit.
You're the head. I want to be the groin.
I want the groin.
Okay, fine.
Can I be the boobies?
Jenny's the heart, which really means the tits.
Bubaloos. we're going to do another show next week. Thank you guys for listening. If you want, you can.
Yeah, leave any comments you want on Facebook or ideas or any suggestions.
971-212-6642. That's 971-212-6642. I await your calls. Call me. Call me when you're drunk. Call
Patrick. When
you're
not drunk.
Yeah.
Leave a message. We'll talk about that shit.
We'll
too.
Get it down.
Yeah. Leave any ideas. Post shit on our Facebook if you want. Funny things you want us to talk about or
you know
articles,
any funny
YouTube, whatever.
Casualties or.
Yeah. Are you cryogenically frozen?
Do you tell us about it.
Do
you think John Lennon is a douche?
Yeah. Oh. Do you think John Lennon is a douche?
Well, take like a tally.
Fun fact.
I'm going to lose. Everyone's going to think he's a douche.
Then you have a different thing, man. Everyone can call in and say, hey, are you douchey?
Don't call in if you hate John Lennon.
Are you there, God? It's me.
It's me, Lennon.
Patrick.
Are you there, God? It's me, Yoko.
Can you imagine? I don't have a good John Lennon impersonation.
That's all right, Paul.
Anyway, thank you guys again for listening to the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June. This is Jenny.
I love you.
This is Patrick.
That's me.
And we will be back with you again next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Till then, ciao. This is the Andrew Sisters with Rum and Coca-Cola. If you on the website, we have all the stuff that we play for outros. You can go on there through Amazon and buy that stuff. So have a great week.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down for Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. If a Yankee comes to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down for Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, you vex me, you vex me. Chicka chick carry to Mona's Isle. Native girls all dance and smile. Helps old Chess celebrate his leave. Makes every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. It's a fact, man, it's a fact. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girls, the natives swoon when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down for Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, the next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mothers.